Now, this is our lesson number 23. We call this the agreement reached between Peter and Paul. I wish you'd turn to the second chapter of Galatians. I have something very interesting here to study. And let us say, we do appreciate it when you tell others of our broadcast. And we're always glad to hear from you. And when you have fellowship with us, we appreciate it very much. During all these years, our broadcast have been made possible through the love gifts of God's people. If you want a schedule of our broadcast, write to Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. Also, if you want a list of our publications, we have published about 140 different books. We have more than 50 on hand at the present time, and we'd be very glad to send you a list. Now, the study of Peter and Paul is a very interesting study. Peter was one of the 11. His name was Simon, and his name was changed to Peter. Paul was Saul, and his name was changed to Paul. The first Gentile convert that we know of to whom Saul preached was named Paul in the 13th of Acts, and for some reason, then and there, Paul became Paul. That is, Saul was changed to Paul. And remember, he had to bear that the rest of his life. And he was hated because, as a Jew, he took the name of a Gentile. But his name was changed to Paul, as Simon's name was changed to Peter. And he was sometimes called Simon Peter. Now, Simon Peter was saved during the days of the Son of Man. He was saved while Christ was here on earth under the law, preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Peter was saved, really, before the Holy Spirit was given. So he had to wait several years after he was saved to receive the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. He was saved while Christ was under the law and they were carrying on their religious program. Now remember, at the time Peter was saved, the Lord Jesus Christ did not tell Israel to give up their temple worship or the slaughter of animals, sacrifices. No, he himself became as one under the law during those years. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up with 11 of apostles, having received from the Lord the so-called Great Commission. And there Peter preached a message to devout Jews from every nation under heaven. And then, several years later, Saul was on the road to Damascus. Now, he was not saved through the testimony of the 12 apostles. Perhaps he never did forget the words of Stephen. In the 7th of Acts, when Stephen was stoned to death, Saul of Tarsus was there holding the robes of those who had stoned him to death, and then he went out on a mission of murder himself and was in that condition when the Lord said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And then the Lord told Ananias to tell Saul what great things he'd have to suffer for his name, and he would be his witness to Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. So Saul afterwards said he was born as one out of due season. And he became the Apostle Paul. And then we have this interesting account in the first chapter of Galatians. The Apostle Paul, as Saul of Tarsus, after he was saved, he said, "When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen or the Gentiles," this is Galatians 1:16, "immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. I've often thought I'd like to have been under the table or behind the chair or sitting there. I just like to have heard that conversation that was carried on between Peter and Paul. Then he said, "Others of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother." Now notice, the second chapter. "Then 14 years after, I went up again to Jerusalem, and Barnabas with me, and I took Titus with me also. I went up by revelation." Now this was many years after he was saved. He went up by revelation. "And he communicated unto them that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, but I did it privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled, I would not permit him to be compelled to be circumcised. Now he said, those who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me, God accepteth no man's person. For they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrarywise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, Paul, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, for he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentile. And when James and Peter and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I was forward to do. When Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before Peter came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. Now when we read of these two visits to Jerusalem, we certainly can read between the lines and along studying the book of Acts with it and find some very valuable and helpful information. And that is that the Apostle Paul was saved outside of the land of the Jews. And he went back there because he loved the country, but in the 22nd of Acts, the 17th to the 21st verse, we learn that when Paul made a visit back to Jerusalem, he saw Jesus Christ in a trance. And Christ said, get in a hurry now, Paul, and get out of Jerusalem. They're not going to receive your testimony here after you've persecuted all of these Hebrew Christians. You get out. I will send you far hence unto the Gentiles. Now, it's very interesting to notice that and how literally it was carried out. Because Paul made his headquarters first in Antioch of Syria. Then he went from there to Corinth and stayed 18 months. Then he went from Corinth to Ephesus, where he stayed 3 years. Then he went from Ephesus by the way of Jerusalem and went to Rome. Now, of course, he was in the right places and had the right headquarters to evangelize the whole world. He was the one that went to the uttermost parts of the earth. If you'll read Acts 8:1, you'll learn this. The 12 apostles remained in Jerusalem. Acts 15:1-12, we find that the 12 are again in Jerusalem. And we have no record in the book of Acts that the 12 apostles ever went outside of the land of Israel to preach. Or weren't they told to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature? Well, my dear friends, if you could tell me how they could carry out the Great Commission and disciple all nations by staying in the Holy Land, in the land of Israel, and agreeing with Paul to preach to Israel, I don't understand how they could have ever carried it out. Do you? Now, some people turn to church history. And turning to church history, they frustrate the grace of God and pervert the gospel in a way by mixing up that which God gave to Peter and that which gave to Paul and lead into utter confusion instead of rightly dividing the word of truth and to believe just exactly what the Lord said when Peter and Paul reached an agreement that Peter and his fellow apostles would confine their ministry to Israel and Paul would assume the responsibility of evangelizing the heathen in the regions far beyond, as he said, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. And God sent him from Antioch over to Corinth and then to Ephesus, and then he went to Rome. And he became the evangelist to the Gentiles and the missionary to the Gentiles and the great messenger of the grace of God. Now there is not only a difference between the people in the in Galatians 2:7, but very verse there it says the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto Paul, and the gospel of the circumcision was committed unto Peter. Some people say, well, there's no difference between those gospels. Oh, yes, my dear friend. Not in the matter of Christ dying for our sins, for after all, there's only one way for anyone to be saved, and that is by faith in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is the fact that Christ died for our sins and was buried and was raised again. But remember that Peter labored under the covenant of circumcision and had a message that was given to Abraham, whereas the Apostle Paul preached the gospel of the uncircumcision and went way back to uncircumcised Abram. Now, if you're interested in this message, we have it in print and would be very glad to hear from you about our printed message.